for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat at salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Mabuti siya sa atin at dapat lang bigyan siyang panahon araw ng Linggo ngayon. Magpunta tayo sa sambahan. Pakinggan natin ang mga salita ng Diyos na ibigay sa kaniyang mga lingkod, sa mga lahat ng mga...
Amen! Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos mga kaibigan. Kahit hindi pa ako nagsasalita dito sa microphone, merong standby message. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Good morning, Brother Zach and Madam Christine and Brother Albert. God bless. Good morning to
good
all of
morning.
Us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The same as usual. Before we proceed, I ask Brother Zach to open us in the word of prayer. Brother Zach, please.
Lord God, today we thank you for being you. We thank you that as we believe, things change. And we ask this morning that you'd help us to continue to work at our understanding of how to trust you.
Thank
how
you.
To have faith in your purposes. And actually do what you ask of us. As my brother Albert speaks, I just ask for a real anointing on his words that they might make the difference. Thank you for this morning. Amen.
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 So, this is my habit, the same as usual, because I have some friends, they were celebrating their birthdays. So, I play a song, Happy Birthday Mahal by Mom Gloria Belen. Sister Lorraine dyan sa Isabel Liti, belated happy birthday, Sister Lorraine. God bless you. More birthdays to come. And with good health, God bless you and all your loved ones. And those who are not mentioned here, so if this day is your birthday, happy birthday. If next days or next week will be your birthday, so advance happy birthday.
Thank you.
And belated those who are already celebrated their birthday. So this song is for you all. Happy birthday, Mahal by Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na mga kaibigan.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to our brethren who are celebrating or had been celebrated their birthday. Thank you, Lord, you lengthen their lives. Thank you, Lord. So, mga kaibigan, our gospel song is the title, I Love You, Lord, Live, from our very own Brother Sak. Okay, Brother Sak.
I think I will get some help, too. Got my favorite singer here, my beloved. You know,
good.
We've been married 45 years yesterday.
Oh. Belated happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, my honey.
Okay.
Yeah. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Amen.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of God. One more line. And I will sing of the goodness of God.
Thank you, Lord. Picking? No problem. Thank you, Brother Sak, our live singing. The title of the song, I Love You, Lord.
I love you,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, yeah. We love you, Lord.
And it's all about believing.
Yes.
Believing Him.
So that was our gospel song, I Love You, Lord. So, Brother Albert, the microphone is yours, so you can start your message.
Well, good morning, everybody. I want to start with a prayer. Father, I thank you and praise you, Lord, that today our eyes will be open.
Yeah.
Our ears will be clear to hear the word of the Lord, and our hearts shall be ready to receive that which the Spirit is saying to His church in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, in my previous talks, I've talked about faith. This is my third one on faith, and I called faith right back at the beginning the currency of the kingdom of God. Now, I also noted in the first talk you could replace the word faith with another couple of words. You could replace the word faith with the word trust. In fact, some versions of the Bible do that. They don't use the word faith. They do use the word trust. And the other word, of course, that's related to that is believe. Believe. So if you have faith, you believe what the Word of God says. Now, the Bible defines faith in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and for the evidence of things not seen. And I'll get Brother Len here to read it.
Okay, thank you, Lord. So our Tagalog will be familiarized, will be familiar with those who are
not yet have heard this language. Hebrews sa kabanatang 11 sa talatang 1. Ngayon ang panampalataya ay siyang kapanatagan sa mga bagay na hihinintay, ang katunayan ng mga bagay na hindi nakikita. Amen.
Now, one of the things that Jesus said when he walked the earth, and I guess it's hard for us to believe at this time, is that we are actually living in the last days. In these last days, we are told there will be tribulations or troubles of many kinds. Troubles will be financial, there'll be relationship troubles, there'll be persecution, hardships such as hunger, thirst, disease, wars, and for many Christians, daily trials. John chapter 16, verse 33 speaks of these things. These things I have spoken to you, that in me, in Jesus, you may have peace. So we have peace in the midst of the trouble. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Okay, turn along. Ang mga bagay na ito ay sinasalita ko sa inyo upang kayo'y magkaroon sa akin ang kabayapaan. Sa sanlibutan ay mayroon kayong kapighatian, ngunit laksan ninyo ang loob, aking dinaig, ang sanlibutan.
The troubles may be little things, or they may be big things. I mean, depends how close you are as to how big a thing is, really. If you're right on top of it, a little thing can be a big thing. If it's a long way away, the little thing can be just a minute thing and not a worry. But our God desires a closer relationship with us than we have at present. And in this relationship, there's no room for compromise. Most of us would like a comfortable life, if we're honest. I would like a comfortable life in which nothing ever goes wrong. Wouldn't that be wonderful, Zach? Wouldn't that be great, Christine? A life in which nothing goes wrong. A life in which all we need and often all we want is given to us as well.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be just good? The bad news is this is not what God wants. If there's any part of our life that is not submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and I would suspect that for most of us, there's still probably a fair bit, well, speaking for myself, there's a fair bit in me that still needs to use the word die, that has not yet fully surrendered to him. I believe that in this day we are in, only a Christ-centered faith will get us through.
Mm.
Attacks by the enemy are real. We need to know who we belong to and what the promises of God are for us. And, you know, to be fair, do we sometimes agree with the enemy? Do we accept what the enemy says of us sometimes? You know, words like, you'll never be any good. No words from the enemy. You're a loser. You'll never win anything in life. They're the words from the enemy spoken to us. Nothing you ever do will work out for you. Oh, and what about this one? You will always be sick. Do we accept these words or do we reject them? You see, no, our enemy will always tell us things like this. He's full of himself, if you like.
Mm.
He's always telling us things like this. I hope you do not listen to him. Remember, though, that words have power. The whole world was created with a word. God spoke and things came into being. And in our lives, we create the world we live in with the words we use. When we hear negative words whispered to us, we need to fight against them with what God's word says of us and stand on it. When I say stand on God's word, I mean we are to be unmovable. Jesus, when speaking about John the Baptist, I said this to the people gathered around him in Matthew 11, 7 to 10. As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in the king's houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, am more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way for you. Brother Len.
What's the...
Just one verse.
11:7.
Just 11:7.
At samantalang ang mga ito'y nagsiyaon ng kanilang lakad, ay nagpasimula ang Panginoong Hesus na magsalita sa mga karamihan tungkol kay Juan. Ano ang nilabas ninyo upang masdan sa ilang? Isang tambo na inuuga ng hangin? Amen.
Now, the saying, a reed shaken by a wind, in Jesus' day, was actually a typical saying. People used it all the time. It speaks of a person willing to compromise what they believe and live according to the direction the wind is blowing. At the time, John the Baptist, on the other hand, was likened by Jesus to a mighty tree that didn't bend in the wind but was uncompromising in his message. And his message was very simple, really. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, when we hear the whispered words of the devil, we need to stand on God's word. What does God's word say about you? I'm reading from Romans chapter 8, 31 to 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are, what? More than
conquerors.
Through him who loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Roland.
Oh, long.
Yes,
no
long.
Problem. I read here from 37 up to 39. Sa 37 hanggang 39. Ito mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, nanood dyan sa, dito sa live broadcast. Hindi kundi sa lahat ng mga bagay na ito ay tayo'y higit pa sa mga mapagtagumpay sa pamamagitan niyaong sa ating ay umibig. Sapagkat ako'y naniwalang lubos na kahit ang kamatayan man, kahit ang buhay, kahit ang mga anghel, kahit ang mga pamunuan, kahit ang mga bagay na kasalukuyan, kahit ang mga bagay na darating, kahit ang mga kapangyarihan, kahit ang kataasan, kahit ang kababaan, kahit ang alinmang ibang nilalang ay hindi makapaghihiwalay sa atin sa pag-ibig ng Diyos na nasa kay Kristo Jesus na Panginoon natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid.
See, God has His purpose for our lives. It's already settled. People look at you and askance when you say that. It is to be the life of an overcomer. Just say to yourself now, in fact, we could all say it together. I'll say it first and then we'll say it together. We are victorious. 1, 2, 3.
We are victorious. Amen.
Even in the midst of trials, we're victorious. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says this, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Roland.
Sapagkat tayo'y kanyang gawa, na nilalang kay Kristo Jesus para sa mabubuting gawa na mga inihanda ng Diyos ng una pang upang siya ay nating lakaran.
See, God has called us. He will equip us. He will go before us. His victory will be seen in us. And we are to live the life of an overcomer, which implies that there will be something to overcome. I don't know whether you've ever thought of that before. If we're to live a life of an overcomer, it means that there's got to be something to overcome. Otherwise, we're not overcomers. So many Christians believe that when they become Christians, they will be set free from the attacks of the enemy. It's not true. We have a powerful enemy who attacks us even more furiously than before. He is looking for the weak points in us. In fact, he's allowed to look for the weak points in us, then he attacks us through them. It's true that demons cannot possess or own a Christian, but they can still cause a lot of trouble and problems for us. They can invade our thought life, amplifying the negatives and diminishing the positives. Jesus, if you remember, at the beginning of his ministry, was tempted by the devil after he had completed a 40-day fast. But Jesus defeated the devil with the word of God. We have to, too. But note this, in Luke chapter 4, verse 13. Now, when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time, or for a season.
At nang matapos ng Diablo ang lahat ng pagtukso, ay hiniwalayan siya niya ng ilang panahon.
So, did the devil stop attacking Jesus? No, he just departed from him until an opportune time. In another version of the Bible, this verse reads this way, when the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity came. If the devil never left Jesus alone, he who knew the word of God so well, what makes us think the devil will leave us alone? Especially when we do not hold the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, as well as Jesus did. Now think about this for a moment. David, King David, he was a man of faith. What was his secret? A story we know quite well is this. When still young, David was sent by his father to check up on what his brothers were doing at the battle line with the Philistines. When David reached the camp site, he saw that there was no fighting going on between the two armies, and a man called Goliath, who was pretty tall, I don't know that there's anybody that has height these days, would step out and defy the army of Israel. The army would run in fear from him because of his huge size. David, however, heard what that Goliath said, and he saw what his own people did, and he was angered that the Philistine was defying the army of God and that everyone on God's side was afraid of him. I mean, think about this. If God is on your side, who can be against you? That's what the word says. So David decides to take on Goliath. He knew that his God was the God of the impossible and that God was always with him. So Goliath mocked David and the army of Israel for sending a boy to battle. But as it turned out, the two of them ran together. I guess Goliath wasn't running too fast. He had a lot of armor on. But David ran to the battle line to meet him. And as he ran, he loaded his sling with a rock. And we know the story well, which he threw at Goliath, knocking him to the ground. Then David used Goliath's own sword and beheaded Goliath. Because David didn't have a sword, he used his own sword. See, God will provide what we need in the hour that we need it. So Israel that day won a great battle. The hero was David, a young boy who knew his God and refused to accept the testimony of a man, but rather kept his eyes on God. Faith in action. So when we go through our troubles, when we go through our trials, and we will have them, we gain the victory by keeping our eyes on God. It was once said that we take a small look at our problems and a long look at our God, because in God there is the victory. The battle is won in our Lord, and that's the only way to fight in life. So how do we respond when we run into a giant of a problem? Do we fight it, or do we try to escape from it? How often do we push through the times of challenge, or do we withdraw from it? How often do we do what that reed that Jesus talked about with John the Baptist? Compromise. We bend. We bend because the wind is too strong for us. See, faith will not run away if God has told us to push through. And we must do this confident saying. So the final verse I'm using for today is Psalm 118, verse 6. The Lord is on my side. Let's say that together.
Amen.
The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Let's say that.
I will not fear.
What can man do to me?
What can man do to me?
Ang Panginoon ay kakampi ko, hindi ako matatakot. Anong magagawa ng tao sa akin?
So faith keeps its eyes on God. And if you haven't yet surrendered to Jesus Christ as your Lord, I offer now the opportunity for you to do that, because with Jesus on your side, you will win.
Amen.
So let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I come to you knowing that I am a sinner. I come to you knowing that you, Jesus Christ, died for my sins. You took them away on the cross, and they're no longer my sins because you have taken ownership of them. I come to you today and ask for cleansing from every sin in my life. I repent. I turn from them. I turn to you this day and acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior, and acknowledge that you will bring me in time to the Father, and that you will send me your Holy Spirit to be with me this day and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 So there you go, Zach.
Awesome.
Christine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why we say that, Lord, you've always been for me. I think it was that verse in 1 Timothy, no, 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 13, where it says, even when I'm not faithful, you're faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you cannot deny your word. And that's the wonder of God, isn't it?
Mm.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he cannot deny his word, and his word's been planted in us at the time we became...
For listening...